In 2012, Carly Sakin and Daniel Weisberg founded The Skim from their couch. Now, 6 years later, their morning newsletter gives over 7 million subscribers the news and information they need to start their day. When they first started the company, they got a lot of advice from other female entrepreneurs. Now they're sharing those conversations and more on their podcast, Skimmed from the Couch. Every week, you'll hear from women like Arianna Huffington, founder of the Huffington Post, and Thrive on why she puts her phone to bed at night. Or how actor Taraji P. Henson got over her first rejection and learned how to negotiate for herself. It's a podcast about the real stuff. Tips and tricks to launch, grow, and change your career. The only rule on the couch? No BS. Check out Skim from the Couch wherever you listen to podcasts. Welcome back to Nikki Marie Radio. I wasn't supposed to do a podcast today, but you know what? CNN, thank you very much for letting us know that the Roseanne show has been canceled. So if you guys remember, the Roseanne show aired. It first aired its very first episode in 1988. And it ran all the way to 1997. So there were 9 seasons from 88 to 97. Then the show got picked up for the 10th season, which aired on March 27th of this year. And here we are in May. Now, these guys pretty much like the same cast, obviously older. But, you know, they were all back from, you know, unemployment days. Or whatever they were doing, you know, before the show aired again this year. But Roseanne goes on a racist tweet. Like, who does this sound like? So I'm just gonna come, you know, read it straight from CNN. So I guess there was a lady that she was referring to. Like, a lot of the conversations seem to be kind of like mumbo jumbo. But Wanda Sykes, she basically said, you know, I will not be returning to Roseanne. And then I guess Sarah Gilbert, Roseanne's recent comments about Valerie Jarrett and so much more are, you know, do not reflect the beliefs of our cast and crew or anyone associated with our show. I'm disappointed in her actions, to say the least. Which, you know, now these people don't have a job because of the crap that you had to tweet, you know? She tweets things like, Islam is not a race, lefties, Islam includes every race of people. She says, I believe this is her. She says, Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby equals VJ. And VJ stands for Valerie Jarrett. So, I just feel so bad for the other cast members. Because I'm sure they probably woke up and was like, oh, I'm getting ready to, you know, film another show, another, you know, episode or whatever, and here it is. You know, she had to do this whole tweet, and now the show is freaking canceled. It's ridiculous how this all is working out against her and the staff. And, you know, she tries to go and she tries to apologize. She says that, you know, she apologized Tuesday for a tweet comparing Valerie Jarrett, a black former senior advisor to President Barack Obama, to an ape. She says, I apologize to Valerie Jarrett and to all Americans. I am truly sorry for making a bad joke about her politics and her looks. I should have known better. Forgive me, my joke is in bad taste. I'm sorry, but that's... You're a grown-ass woman. You should know when to open your mouth and when to keep it shut. So there's no apology that would be acceptable for her mouth. And like I always say, words are everlasting. You have to be very careful especially with your celebrity status, because celebrities are being picked and chewed and looked at for every little thing, and little things turn into big things. What you do and say in the dark usually always come to light. So I'm sorry, Roseanne, but you're a grown-ass woman. You should know better. And if you are this low-key racist, then you should be canceled. You know, the show should be canceled. Or let the show go on and remove her from the show. So, you know, I wish the cast all the best. And I guess we'll be following this and see what happens next. Until then, enjoy the rest of your day, my beautiful people. I will have a new podcast episode for you guys on Friday. I'm going to be changing up a little bit of the conversation, so stay tuned. Hey guys, it's me, Stephanie, and I am here with Nikki. She invited me over to get down and dirty with this whole Roseanne scandal. It's unbelievable how now there are people that are saying or that are comparing Roseanne to Bill Maher and saying how, you know, he makes fun of Trump all the time and he doesn't lose his show. And meanwhile, Roseanne here, drugged up on Ambien, apparently sends out disturbing and really racist tweets. So this is my point of view. Roseanne is a... The Roseanne Show is a family show. Bill Maher has his own platform and he connects with his people in a like dark comedy kind of way. Roseanne is nothing like that. So absolutely, ABC had all the right to cancel her show on the spot, because we have, not only are they pushing their limit, not only is ABC pushing the limit to having a Trump supporter on television, with how a lot of people feel about this election and this person in office, but they had to cut the line when it came to the racist remark. I think that it was very, very, very inappropriate how, you know, she came out and talked about someone that we don't even, like, I didn't know who Janet, what was her name?
Valerie
Jarrett is, or, you know, we don't know. I didn't know who she was. I had to Google her and I had to figure out who she was in the Obama administration. It was ridiculous. Like, what did this person do to her to bully her? That's something I can't really understand. And from the very first episode, from the very first episode of the reboot for Roseanne, I was just very disturbed and annoyed at the comment that she made about Hillary. And, you know, I think a lot of people feel that way, and I absolutely did not continue watching the show. I was turned off because not only do I still feel some type of way about the election that went down 2 years ago, but the fact that they have it out there on TV didn't rub me the right way. It wasn't a show like This Is Us, for example, or like Friends, or like the old Roseanne, which I missed, and that's what I thought we were gonna see more of. We're just seeing two old people that are always taking pills. They have this little black kid. That way the show doesn't look like an old white show.
Let's put a token black girl in there.
Exactly. That way, you know, nobody, you know, talks crap about the show. But let's bash, you know, the liberals, quote unquote, or Democrats.
Wait, so Donald Trump tweeted, Bob Iger of ABC called Valerie Jarrett to let her know that ABC does not tolerate comments like those made by Roseanne Barr. gee, he never called President Donald J. Trump to apologize for the horrible statements made and said about me on ABC. Maybe I just didn't get the call. Why is he so petty?
Yeah.
Why is he so freaking petty?
It's a Gemini thing.
So ABC, ABC's parent company, Disney, they can't, like, they have advertisers. They have responsibilities for their own shows and their, like, the people that they have on the show. So there's a little bit more responsibility in terms of, let's be a little bit more child friendly, I guess, so to speak.
Yeah, more family.
Because, you know, you see Disney and you think, the birds are chirping, you think of Snow White.
Children and the,
you know,
the fairy tales,
right,
and whatnot.
Fairy godmother and stuff like that. Wanda Sykes, one of the writers, she says she's not coming back. You know, obviously that's her prerogative. The show has been on for, I guess, 10 seasons now. I've only watched maybe 5 minutes of it. But I think that Valerie Jarrett definitely being the bigger person. I think she was more worried about other people and how they would perceive the comment that she made versus how she felt. So one of the things she said was, the tone does start at the top and we like to look up to our president and feel as though he reflects the values of our country. But I also think every individual citizen has a responsibility too. And it's up to all of us to push back. Our government is only going to be as good as we make it to be. So,
you know, some people are so well spoken, and instead of, you know, getting petty or, you know, becoming petty or, you know, lashing back, it's like our, you know, beloved former First Lady said, when people go low,
go high.
Go high.
Yeah.
You have to get, you know, you have to be. And as much as, you know, you could say whatever about lefties or liberal or Democrats, but, you know, the last 9 to 10 years where Obama was president, I've never seen such professionalism and such poise and such, you know, good way of handling things ever. I haven't seen it again. You know, this, you know, look what this president tweets.
Right.
You know, it's not about, you know, this, it's not about the bickering, it's about the problem. And the fact that this what happened with Roseanne is just adding up to the tally marks of the bullying, right, from that comes from the top, and the message that we are relaying to our children. Like, it's okay to be a bully, it's okay to call someone out of their name, it's okay to compare them to an animal and a religion or a country. Like, come on, man. That's real childish.
Jared also said, I think we have to turn it into a teaching moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like I said, she said, I'm fine. I'm worried about all the people out there who don't have a circle of friends and followers who come right to their defense. And I think that the president of ABC came to her defense by canceling the show. Now, I think the show shouldn't be canceled. I think Roseanne, the problem, should be removed. So,
no, I don't think that. I think that, you know, removing Roseanne does not take away from the show. Even if you were to, like, you know, kill her off or cut her off or whatever, the show will remain as Roseanne. And I think the message that ABC wanted to, you know, portray is that we are no longer putting money out or investing in a show that the main character, that one, that woman that makes the show what it is acting in this way. And then not only that, but then Roseanne goes ahead and then says, I was on Ambien, I was sending out those derogatory messages or whatever. It was the Ambien, it wasn't me. Well, you know, get high off whatever you want and get drunk all you want, but you're going to say whatever it is that is in your heart. And, you know, not to get all biblical and stuff, but from the what's in your heart, you're going to speak about.
Like my mom says, a drunken mind or a sober, I forgot what she said, something about sober, speaks a sober mind or alcoholic speaks.
I mean, but
I'm all over the place.
Right, but you know, we get it, you know, and what you speak about is what you hide in your heart will eventually come to light. And I am so glad that this had to happen, because I really wasn't, I wasn't feeling comfortable in having this show out there just for that. And, you know, it was like good riddance.
I mean, I think they also canceled the reruns.
Really? Ouch.
Yeah.
No more.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, all of the...
You just don't... I mean, what is lately, what's been trending is sexual misconduct and racism. You do not mess with a woman, obviously. But, you know, there's no sexual misconduct allowed, period. And there is no racism allowed, period. And I think that is a really, really good message to other people that think that because they are rich or because they are in power, they could say and do whatever they want and get away with it, you know? And eventually, you know, the message also goes to our president, too. It will catch up to him. And, you know.
It always catches up,
and it catches in the most worst ways possible, like in this event.
Because, like I said, what you do in the dark ultimately comes to light.
Absolutely.
So I think that we should just watch what happens next.
Mm-hmm. Who's next?
This could be the end of it.
Yeah. So like, who's next? Who's next in the racism poll?
A drunk person speaks a sober mind.
There you go.
I'm like, what? I had to say it.
Well, Nikki, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome, as always.
I hope I inspired other people to speak their mind, because that's what we need more of. And to be mindful that in order to want change, you have to see. You have to make the change happen.
Yeah, see it through. And I think it starts within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wake up call. Thank you.
Wake up call.